Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Robert Cray bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Danziger, one of the top retail experts on the planet, president of Unity Marketing, unitymarketingonline.com. Find all of her books there. There's a bunch of them, too many to mention, although I'll mention a couple. Meet the Henrys. I know that's one of my favorites. Also, Luxury Marketing Disrupted. She has been an awesome reporter on the plight of retail, especially Main Street retail, during this pandemic. Pam, thanks again for your hard work and for being back on the show with us. What is the holiday? I haven't heard anybody talk. We're well into November. I haven't heard anybody talk about the holidays yet. This election is the pandemic and the election. Why aren't we talking about the holidays? What's going on?
Well, you know, it's really funny because the National Retail Federation, which always historically comes out early October with their projections for the holiday, you know, season, hasn't come out with their projections.
Wow.
Yet. I mean, maybe they'll do it this week.
They're a month late, aren't they?
Over. Yeah, right. So they always are looking through rose-colored glasses anyway. But, you know, and they are representative far more of the big retailers rather than the independents and small Main Street retailers. But, you know, I think we're going to see, one, people are still scared to shop. So we're going to see less foot traffic, a lot more online activity. But, you know, the good news is the affluent consumers, which are the Henrys, the high earners, not rich yet, in our communities, the professional class workers living in our communities are very, you know, focused on buying local and buying, you know, supporting local businesses, and they still have plenty of money to spend. I mean, the lower income consumers are really in a very tight spot. You know, people with incomes of $50,000 and below, the middle income between $50,000 and $100,000. I'm not sure exactly where they're going to stand, but the affluent, the people with incomes over $100,000, are going to do, you know, pretty well, and are probably going to spend, you know, a fair amount of money. They may in fact be buying more gifts this year, or bigger gifts, maybe not more, but bigger gifts to make up for, you know, the problems that everybody's had this last year.
I'm worried about, Pam, as you are too, are the Main Street retailers who rely on foot traffic. The pandemic's going to be a problem. They, in the spring, when they ordinarily would have ordered their fall supplies, their holiday inventory, they either didn't have the money, they didn't know how to do it, and now that the pandemic hasn't ended, I fear that there's going to be vast shortages on shelves on Main Street in between now and the end of the year. What do you think?
Well, I think that there's going to be shortage on shelves, but I'm more concerned about shortage of customers and foot traffic.
I think that's part of it. That'll be one of the reasons they'll show up. And I'm worried. Are you getting any indication are these people going to be able to get stocked? Are they trying to be stocked?
I think that they're trying to hold the line. I think that they, and as smartly, they're trying to manage their budgets. But, you know, as I say, I'm more concerned about the lack of foot traffic because if you go down Main Streets today, how many restaurants are closed? I mean, every time I drive around, you know, my town, my small American town, I am amazed at restaurants that, you know, I used to go to and I thought were well established, you know, have shut their doors.
Probably forever.
The lights are off. Yeah, and you know, retail, retailers are very dependent upon the restaurants and bars and pubs.
It's an ecosystem. One depends.
Yeah, it's
symbiotic. They need each other.
That's exactly right. And you know, the restaurants, I mean, here in Pennsylvania, you can't go to a bar and sit at a bar. I mean, and that's one thing that my husband and I like. We like brew pubs, and, you know, we can't go to a brew pub, you know, right, to get a beer. And it's quite, I mean, it's terribly disruptive, but it's really hurting the retailers around those places, around those establishments. So I think, you know, the retailers, small businesses really need to reach out to their customers, remind them they're open, make sure they explain how they're doing, you know, the social distancing and the concern, you know, the care for everyone's safety. But they really need to make sure throw their doors wide open. And it's the time, I think, to really put out all kinds of decorations. Well, I mean, more than ever, to make sure people know that you're there and vibrant.
Well, that's exactly right. And the thing is where Main Street retailers always had to fight for business, now they're having to fight for their lives.
Exactly.
For their existence.
Exactly. And I don't think that they should count on any, you know, more stimulus. I mean, I know everybody, you know, maybe Trump will push it through, but I would sort of doubt that he'd be inclined to.
The next round, if it comes, the next round will have a lot more stipulations than the last one.
Yes, it will.
That'll be one thing to watch for. Hey, Pam, I need your website one more time, please. Your website.
Okay, it's unitymarketingonline.com, and I hope people visit.
And find your books there.
Find some information about.
Happy you did. Hey, Pam, keep us posted on how things are going and come back soon. We'll see you next time. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassie again. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.